fact, this idea was put by Abia Kente in 1992 when the MPP boycotted the election. So it's not a new idea. In fact, the idea came to me after writing his book. I knew there was once upon a time an idea of that major thought by no less a person than Abia Kente, who was a lawyer, a politician, an industrialist, and an entrepreneur.
What do you mean by parallel government?
What I mean by parallel government, I mean exactly what Abia Kente meant when he said that they were going to set up a government in exile in Ivory Coast.
Alhaji, as a lawyer, are you aware that your comments could be interpreted as usurping the legal authorities in place, and that could be treated as high treason per Article 3, read in full?
But that's the view that I hold, and that view that cannot, by any stretch of imagination, prevent this country into chaos. No, it cannot. And it's not all advice that you give that is taken. And I'm not saying that the NDC has taken that advice, and I'm not saying that the NDC will act on my advice. But that's the view I hold.
Why do you think that this will not plunge the country into chaos? Because calling for a parallel government is like a non-state actor acting or having the same powers as the authorities recognized by the Constitution.
Well, if the Electoral Commission
Hello, Mr. Fuseni.
13,434,574 people have voted, and they have gotten about 6.7 million votes, and that represented 51.8%. And John Dramani Mahama had gotten 6,200,000 over votes, which represented 47.29% or so. And the next day, the Electoral Commission changes those figures. Why do you think the Electoral Commission has the power to do that?
Do you think the EC changed the figures when a number of media houses had almost the same?
Have you looked at a communique issued by the EC?
Alhaji, have you looked at the report, for instance, by Kodeyo and reports by media houses across the country? Are you saying...
Kodeyo is not a constitutional body set up to manage our affairs. Kodeyo is an independent observer, just like all independent observers. Kodeyo's interest in the elections is coterminous with the interest of all Ghanaians. And so I'm talking about the institution set up by law to manage our elections. I'm saying that they issued a declaration on the 9th of December based on certain set of facts. The next day, 10th of December, they changed the facts.
Alhaji.
And I'm saying that when you read CI, when you look at CI 127, paragraph 44, subparagraph 10 of CI, the Electoral Commission can only declare a resource one. And that is so because there must be a finality and people must work on with certain determined facts.
Alhaji, why?
And what is even more ridiculous is that the press release that was sought to correct what they perceived or thought was a mistake quoted figures that were not the figures that were used by the Electoral Commission on the 9th.
Okay. Alhaji, to go back to the statement you're referring to by the EC, per the difference that they gave, it was over 300,000 votes. And the EC, in that statement, said that even if they were added to the total valid vote cast, it would not change the percentages.
We don't deal with elections because based on the basis of assumptions. If not, we would have asked the Electoral Commission to conduct a viewer poll to declare who becomes president. We deal with election results on the basis of the express will of the people manifested in the votes that they have cast. That's how we deal with elections.
Alhaji, why do you think that the figures by the NDC are superior to what the EC gave out?
Well, I think that the figures are superior to what the EC gave us because the elections are conducted and organized in a way established by law in this country. That is, the country is divided into polling stations, into constituencies, and then into a national constituency. That is, for the purposes of presidential elections. Why do you think the elections are organized that way? To allow stakeholders to be able to follow through with whatever happens at the polling station, whatever happens at the constituency collection center, and whatever will be declared by the Electoral Commissioner, who is the returning officer for presidential elections. That will enable us to satisfy ourselves that the results that each stakeholder, each party got at the polling station was reflected in the constituency.
Hello?
As captured are those that have been aggregated and declared, the president declared a winner. In this country, people or ghosts or spirits do not vote. We are using a biometric machine. It should not be the case that when people tally results and the results are being declared, the declaration of the result will be more than the people who were tallied to have voted at the ballot at a particular polling station. It cannot be the case. And so we are saying that, yes, and man, you don't get me wrong. I'm not speaking my mind for the NDC or for the benefit of John Dramani Mahama. I am saying that for our democratic experiment, the conduct of elections require transparency, credibility, and accountability.
Al-Haji.
And if that is lacking.
Make your point.
I can hear you.
Yes, Land.
I can hear you.
Please, Land, finish that statement, then I'll come in.
So if that is lacking, that goes to the grain of the democratic experience. Now, how do you say that the Electoral Commission can declare results and the next day come out and say that they have made a mistake, assuming but not admitting that they have declared John Dramani Mahama president on the 9th of December, when based on a certain set of facts, and on the 10th of December, they issued a communique to correct the declaration by saying that they had made a mistake and that Nana Akufo-Addo was the president?
Al-Haji.